Live. Hey y'all, come on, live. And ooh, and God, there's always my stuff over here. Let me stop before I mess something up. Thank you. Good morning. Am I in there? I'm in that thing. Come on. In God, there's no. Thank you. Good morning. Good morning. Oh my God. Good morning. Listen, if you're coming in and you're sharing, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to make sure that when you share, that you share from, Teresa, can I pray over you? I hope you're still on here. That you share from the Lakeisha M. Johnson page. Don't share from the LMJ Ministry page on Facebook. Share from the Lakeisha M. Johnson page. Good morning, Sharmana. Good morning, Shanquita. How y'all doing this morning? Hey, Katina. Hey. Hey, Tamika. Hey, Joyce. Hey, Jess. Hey, Sonya. Oh, what a blessed day it is. Can y'all put that in the comments today? What a blessed day it is. Come on, y'all. What a blessed day it is. I think my good friend, she ain't got to say nothing. And I'm calling my good friend because I love her so much, Teresa Timmons. Oh, there she is. She is on here. Will y'all pause just a second while I pray over Teresa? If you don't know who Teresa is, go find West Wind Academy. Go give a donation to West Wind Academy. Teresa is an amazing woman making severe impact in this community. And the one thing that I know about Teresa, she is not selfish. As a matter of fact, she is one of the most selfless women I know. My sons have attended her summer camp before. There ain't nothing bad I could say about Teresa. She shows up. She shows up solid. So let me pause and just pray for her for just a second. Y'all go ahead and share the devotional. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I want to lift up Teresa to you today. I thank you, Father God, for what an anchor she is in her community. But I know even as an anchor, Lord God, that she gets tired, that she gets worn, that she gets overwhelmed. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus today, I plead the blood of Jesus over Teresa. I decree and declare no weapon formed against her shall prosper. I thank you, Father God, that you're giving her a new strength. I thank you, Father God, that you're giving her a new peace. I thank you, Father God, that you're giving her a new joy. I thank you, Father God, that you're overwhelming her with your love, and every plan that you have for Teresa shall prosper. I plead the blood of Jesus over Mama Teresa and all the Timmons clan. I thank you, Father God, that growth and expansion comes into her hand. I thank you, Father God, that every resource she needs, Father God, is coming into her pathway. I thank you for contracts. I thank you, Father God, for doors being open. I thank you, Father God, you are demolishing every plot, plan, employ of the enemy. I speak health to her body, health to her bones, health to her mind, health to her spirit, and health to her emotions. I thank you, Father God, that I lift Teresa up before you and ask you, Father God, today in the name of Jesus, that you remember Teresa's name, Lord God, that as she is tapped in the vein to receive from you, that you give her not only the spiritual blessings, but the earthly blessings. Cause Teresa to overcome in Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for letting me stand with my girl. Do me a favor. Share the devotional on Facebook, on YouTube, on Instagram, wherever you're at. I'll go ahead and put the devotion out there. Share from the Lakeisha M. Johnson page. I thank you guys for your faithfulness this morning. Now, let me pray over the body of Christ. Remember, this is the second day. Yesterday, we started believing God for 3 days, a miracle. And can I tell y'all something? Can I tell y'all my testimony yesterday? Josiah walked. Josiah walked the entire campus at school. Yesterday was senior walk. He was able to walk. He was tired, but he walked the entire campus at school. He did the senior walk. If you were not a part of our story, you know, last year we had the worst diagnosis. Looked like potentially Josiah could have lost his leg, but he did not. He walked across campus. He is graduating with honors. He got accepted into Oral Roberts University and is going into the Honor College. And I just cannot wait to see. So that was my miracle. As he was walking, I was crying. He will graduate May 26th. I told him, I said, people don't even know all the hell that you have gone through. People don't even know the hell that we've been through since daddy has died. Jess and I were talking about that yesterday, like losing my husband, losing my grandmother, losing my aunt, losing my dog. My son went to prison. Like, it's just been a list of things, health issues. We were homeless for like a little bit. Like, it was just crazy. But God has been so faithful. So yesterday I was watching my miracle walk on campus. I was watching my miracle walk across the stage. So I'm just telling y'all, I believe God when he says he's going to do 3 days of miracles, or even that we would see the miracle so that he's working. So Lord God, we thank you for the second day of miracle. We thank you, Father God, for your power. We thank you, Father God, for your strength. We thank you, Father God, for joy. We thank you, Father God, for newness today, that we have new eyes to see. We thank you, Lord God, that we are tapping into fresh grace, that we see more of your power, that we see more of your strength, and that we walk in more of your joy. We thank you, Father God, that the same mind that is in Christ Jesus is in us. We thank you, Father God, that you have forgiven us for all our sins, and we forgive those that forgive us. Against, Lord, we won't hold another thing against another person. So whoever it is that has bothered us or troubled us or violated us, today by faith, it may not feel good, but today by faith, we are releasing them, Father God, and we receive the same forgiveness for our lives. We thank you, Father God, that you are giving us daily bread. Woo! We thank you, Father God, for promotion and increase. We thank you, Father God, for enlarging our territory and expanding us. We thank you, Father God, for overwhelming with us with your love. We thank you, Father God, today that health is our reasonable portion. We thank you, Lord God, that every fiber tissue cell in our body aligns with the word, and we have the victory over cancer and victory over lupus and victory over fibromyalgia and victory over dementia, Lord God, and victory over high blood pressure and victory over diabetes and victory over plantar fasciitis and victory over back pain and victory over headaches. We thank you today, Lord God, that we experience and walk in another level of your victory. We thank you, Father God, you are causing us to overcome low self-esteem, depression, anxiety, fear, and worry. You are causing our children to overcome the need to be validated by others. You are causing, Father God, us to live a blessed life. Woo! In you, Lord God. Not that it'll be stress-free, not that it will be error-free, not that it will be trouble-free, but Father God, your word is causing us to overcome every tactic, plot, and ploy of the enemy. Your word tells us you have a perfect plan, that you wrote books about us. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that we see, know, and walk in the plan. And what we don't understand, Father God, that we will live by faith. Your word says the just shall live by faith. So I thank you, Father God, that we are living by faith. Thank you, Father God, today we cast down every wicked imagination, anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And we will hold on to your truth, and we will believe in your truth, and we will live in your truth. And where we are weak, woo, Lord God, give us the grace. And where we are weary, woo, Lord God, strengthen us. And where we are worn, Lord God, my God, in the name of Jesus, you speak to the dead things. You speak to the dry bones and cause them to come to life. Lord God, we thank you that revival is breaking out in our home, in our neighborhood, in our community, and in our schools. Let your presence, my God, be seen in our schools today. Let your presence be felt in our hospitals today. Go with Yara today and go with Julia today. Go with all our nursing and medical staff today. Give them a new measure of strength, Lord God. Let them see your glory. Let them talk in your glory. Let them pray in your glory. I lift them up in your glory. Let me pray for my friend Tiffany Rowe. She sometimes catches this later. I'm just going to be led by the Spirit. This morning, I lift up Tiffany before you, Lord God. I thank you, no weapon formed against shall prosper. I thank you, no demon, no devil in hell shall come near her dwelling. Consider her today, O Lord. Confuse the plan of the enemy, Lord God. Open doors for her no man can shut. Cause her business to prosper and even bring her the mate that she desires, Lord God. Let tenderness be in her heart today, Lord God. Let favor be her calling card today, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that the blessing is rich on our life and it brings no sorrow. In Jesus' name, amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Teresa. He's supposed to be contacting you because he got some time to work, and you know he does art. He's been designing, and he does acting. So I told him, I said, if you want a job outside of me, you better get Teresa, find somebody. Thank y'all for the word. Thank y'all for sharing. Thank you for the goodness of the Father today. Thank you for joy. Thank you for strength. Thank you for love. I'm just grateful to see what God is getting ready to do for us today. I'm excited about today. I woke up with joy in my heart. I woke up just with a renewed spirit. I woke up thinking that there is nothing that God can't handle, that there is no circumstance or situation that is impossible, too impossible for God. I woke up thinking that God was in my story. I woke up thinking that God favors me. Woo! I woke up thinking that God cares for me. I woke up thinking that God cares for you. I was praying for you this morning that you recognize how much God cares for you, that you recognize how much God loves you, that you recognize there is no circumstance or situation that God can't see you through. God can heal your marriage. God can deal with estrangement. God can deal with strange things. God can take you from this to that in a matter of seconds. You are not stuck. God is producing a miracle on your behalf. You are not behind. You will not be complacent. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You're finding a new joy today. You're finding a new strength today. You're overcoming today. You're finding your strength in Jesus. Victory will be your story. Ooh, your war cry, your battle. Victory will be your story. Oh my God. You will see God do a greater work in you. You will see God do a greater work in your children. You will see a God do a greater work in your grandchildren. You will see God bring you into the fullness and the completeness of who you were called to be. You will see God write your story. Some of y'all have thought that your story is written off or things are impossible. There is nothing, Kendra, too hard for God. There is nothing, Kendra, too hard for God. Absolutely no circumstance or situation that's too hard for God. There's nothing, like, he can cause blind eyes to see. Woo! Do you know what that means? If he can cause blind eyes to see, he has the heart. I don't care how difficult your boss, your supervisor may be. Come on, Crystal. Can I tell you, he has, Proverbs 21 tells us, he has the heart of the king in his hands. And if he has the heart of the king in his hands, guess what? Woo! Come on. If he got the heart of the king in his hands, my boss is in his hands. My husband is in his hands. My children are in his hands. It does not matter. If he have the heart of the king in his hands, he can turn it whichever way he wish. So Father God, thank you that your favor, Nisi, is being turned on us. Thank you, Father God, that your favor, my God, is being turned. Thank you that your favor goes before us. My God, favor writes your story. Woo! Can you put that in your comments and your notes today? Favor, Deshauna, is writing my story. Woo! Favor is writing my story. Not a person, not a man, not a circumstance, not a situation, not my past. Favor is writing my story. I am not even connected to my past. I am not even limited by my past. My past does not determine what happens next. Woo! You better put that down. My past does not determine what happens next. It does not. Whatever happened, my past does not determine. Favor is writing my story. Woo! And when the favor of God rests on your life, no demon, no devil in hell can stop your progress. It may look like it's being hindered. It may look like something is in the way, but I'm telling you, if God is for you, who can be against you? You better put that in your notes too. God is for me. If God is for me, who can be against me? Woo! Come on, y'all. So we have been renewing our minds to who we are in Christ Jesus. And yesterday, the Lord gave us a scripture to meditate, Ephesians 2 and 10. And we learned that we were his workmanship. We learned that we are not just creatures. We new creatures in him. Oh, I'm new. Oh, I'm new. Lamentations 3 and 23 tells me I wake up every morning, Roslyn. I wake up every morning, Lynette. I wake up every morning, Shanquita, with brand new mercies. You get brand new mercies every day. Lamentations 3 and 23. Brand new mercies every day. So here it is. I need to tap into the brand new mercies. This is not man's work. This is not about angels. This is about God's work in me. And so if God's work is working in me, then I refuse to stay the same. Woo! Can you put that in your notes? I refuse to stay the same. I'm not going to let my mind tell me that things stay the same. I'm not going to let my past tell me that things stay the same, because favor is writing my story. So God is doing an ascribed work inside of me that daily when I get up and I partake, this is what we're doing right now. We're taking daily bread. So daily when I get up and I partake of his daily bread, Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, be not conformed to this world. Oh my God. So I change my story every time I renew my mind in the word. And then it's regenerating me and it's sanctifying me and it's setting me apart. And you don't even know how unique you are, created by God. I can't even get to that part. So as soon as, like when I accept Jesus Christ, the Son begins to draw me and the Holy Spirit is revealing to me who I really am. You don't even know the best version of you yet. Woo! Come on, come on. You don't even know the best version of you yet. Woo! You don't even know the best. You haven't even seen the best version. There's still a you coming forth. See, you'll count yourself out. You'll tap yourself out. You'll retire yourself. You'll think you washed up. You'll think it can't be more, but you don't even know the best version of you, because it's not you that completes you. It's God that completes you. Woo! And as long as he has the pen, and as long as he is the master artist, and as long as he is writing this thing, he turns this thing the way that it should go, which is for your good. So our old nature that we have been so used to leading our emotions, leading our minds, leading our thoughts, that nature is done away with. And God comes in and takes over and he rewrites my story and he sanctifies, he sets me apart. And then can I tell you what he calls me? He calls me a good work. Woo! Come on, y'all. This ain't even gonna be long today. He calls me a good work. Woo! Thank you, thank you, thank you. He calls me a good work. Oh my God. Oh my God. He calls me a good work. God don't call you messed up. God don't call you scatterbrained, all the mean, ugly stuff you say to yourself. God ain't calling you ugly. God ain't calling you tired. God ain't calling you wrapped up. God ain't calling you no victim. God ain't called you to be complacent. God is not calling you any of the things that either you have called yourself or anybody else has called you. Stassi, God has called you a good work. Woo! Come on. Shanquita, God has called you a good work. Shamana, God has called you a good work. Come on. Vanessa, God has called you a good work. Thea, God has called you a good work. You need to add that. I'm Lakeisha, a good work, Johnson. Woo! Come on. You ought to add that to your name. I'm Cherie, a good work, Johnson. Bazelle. I'm Cherise, a good work, Tutwiler. God calls you a good work, my God. And then when he calls you a good work, this is the last part I'm going to give you today out of this scripture. He qualifies you for what he's called you to do. Woo! Come on. I'm going to pray us on out. I'm done today. I'm going to obey the Holy Spirit. When he calls you a good work, then he qualifies you. Man does not. Y'all, we've been waiting. Let me tell you something. Lord started dealing with me about a year and a half, 2 years ago, about my people like to see you the same. People just comfortable with you being the same, Val. Val, people good when you being sane. People love the sad part of my story sometimes, but not the victorious part of my story. Woo! Come on. People love your trouble sometimes. People love your pain sometimes. I'm just being real. And so then when you started marrying the image of God in you, it'll sometimes make people uncomfortable with the good work that's going on in the inside of you, that's manifesting on the outside of you. But if I'm going to be a good work according to completion, and I come into the recognition of who I am as his workmanship, He qualified me to do the good work. So I'm never, ever, 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 ever gonna wait on man to validate the call on my life because they didn't write out the qualifications for the job. I gotta go. Avery, they ain't write out the qualifications for the job. They didn't write out my calling on my life. There ain't but one person that wrote out, Auntie Cheryl, the qualifications for the job, for Lakeisha. It ain't but one person that called and said, this is who Lakeisha is called to be. And since there ain't one but one CEO of my life and one CEO or one master artist or one author of my story, I made a decision about a year and a half ago to stop listening to the voices in my head and to the voices of other people who were not qualified to determine my call. Father God, I thank you for blessing your people today. You are the master artist. You wrote the story. You wrote the book. You qualify the call. You're doing a new work. You're sanctifying us. You're setting us apart. You're setting us up today for the greatest victory ever. I thank you, Father God, that we are walking in a next level of breakthrough. I thank you, Father God, that doors are being opened today that no man can shut. I thank you, Father God, that the same mind in Christ Jesus as in all of us, and we are sober and we are vigilant and we are walking bold. I thank you that the scales are coming off our eyes. I thank you that the Holy Spirit, the advocate, is speaking into the ear of every individual that's supposed to be connected or tied to us today. I thank you, Father God, you are causing us to prosper. You are causing the work of our hands to prosper. You are causing businesses to prosper. You are causing ministries to prosper. You are causing schools to prosper. You are causing scholarships to come to our college graduates. I thank you, Father God, every resource that we need for LMJ Ministries is in place, for Feed the Streets, for the program for our single moms, for our mentorship. We thank you, Father God, that every resource and need is in place for our household. Father God, supply all our needs. We thank you in advance for supplying all our needs according to your riches and glory. I thank you, Lord God. Debt is being paid off. It's being demolished. I thank you for checks in the mail. I thank you, Father God, for resources and real estate. I thank you, Father God, my God, that we will never lack another day of our life. Break the spirit of poverty off our life in the name of Jesus. I thank you. Break the spirit of lack off our life today in the name of Jesus. Let us see a new measure of your power. Lord God, show us your glory. Let us walk in your glory. Let us talk in your glory. Woo! Let us text in your glory. Woo! My God, let a new version of us show up today in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you. I love you. Two things. If the Lord places it on your heart to partner with this ministry, go to the website, lmjministries.org. You can give there. Cash App us, $LMJMINISTRY. Don't forget, get your baby. These books are moving. God is moving. People are sharing the testimony. 30 days of prayer, targeting our children's lives. Get your copy of the book. Start praying the prayers for your children, for your grandchildren, for your nieces and your nephews. This book is a move of God. It's not a move of LMJ. It's a move of God. You can go to the website. Yesterday, we released the three virtual sessions for Pillow Talk. Go to the website. You can get all three sessions, $25 off. If you're a partner with the ministry, you get another $10 off. You don't want to miss these sessions in July. Go on and book your sessions this weekend. Don't wait. Say, I'm going to wait and see what happened. Don't wait and see what happened. You're going to be mad at yourself. There is a limited space, limited healing, breathing through your trauma, Janie Cotton, journaling through the process, April Brody. Adria Brody is coming on the scene to teach you how to find the value within. You need these workshops and these skill sets in July. So get in and get registered. My last thing. As if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, or you want to refresh your faith today, this is the moment that changed my life. It wasn't all my degrees and all that other stuff that changed my life. It was Jesus. Like, all that other stuff is good, but it was Jesus that changed my life. So I want to position you in the same place so that you can overcome everything you thought you could never overcome. And it starts with a confession of faith. Repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I'm in need of a Savior. I'm asking you to come into my life to take away my sins. I promise to love and follow you best I can. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. If you prayed that prayer, send us an email, info@justbeinglmj.com. And we're going to send you some resources and we're going to send you some materials. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. I love you. But God loves you so much more. Do me a favor. Go be loved today. Let someone else experience the love of God through you. And we'll be back here in the morning. Sipping at 6 a.m. Love y'all. Love, peace, and blessings. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus.